Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, the idea that Christ is the ruler of heaven and earth. And as Americans, this can make us a little uncomfortable. Can we really impose the law of Christ on others? But when we consider that governments are made up of individuals, and that ultimately the land is ruled by the hearts of those who live there, then the answer is yes, we can make Christ the Lord and ruler of a nation. But we first have to make him the king of our hearts. Not only the king of our own hearts, but also to be on fire with evangelization, to bring others to the truth of the Catholic faith, so that they too can make Christ the king and ruler of their hearts. And as the nation accepts Christ as their personal rulers, then Christ's rule comes to the nation. So we're talking about making the world more Christ-like through individual conversion, and then through the conversion of the nation. And what a different nation it would be. When we look at the many things that are plaguing the nation today, it is only by returning to Christ, by returning to the moral law, that we can overcome them. We've always had an availability of guns in America, but we've never seen gun violence the way that we see it today. That's because people have forgotten the moral law, the idea that you shall not kill, that to kill another is to kill someone created in the image and likeness of God. We see racial division that's greater than it's been in decades. That's because people have forgotten that every person, no matter their background, is created in the image and likeness of God, in equal dignity to the other. We see the scourge of abortion, and that's because we've forgotten that God said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and dedicated you to service." We even look today and see how many people are forced to work by their employers on Thanksgiving Day at stores around the country. Well, of course, this is just a natural consequence of having not kept the Lord's Day holy, that we treat Sunday like any other day, where we go shopping and force people to work in those stores. The natural consequence is that everything takes a backseat to commercialism. Christ is the creator of the universe, and so he knows what is going to make us happy, what is going to make us fulfilled, how we can be brought to that great joy that he promises us. And it's not by force, though, that he leads us down that road. He says that he knocks at the door. We have to open it. He doesn't force his way through or force himself into our lives. We are free in love to accept Christ or to reject him, just as he was rejected when he himself walked around the earth 2,000 years ago by the Jews and the Romans, who did not choose him, but instead chose Barabbas. And we see in the gospel today what happens when we reject Christ. Those who reject Christ, who do not see him in the least among us, the stranger, the one who is without food or clothing, the one who is unborn, that when we do not see Jesus in every other created human being in the world, then we are condemned. That hell is a real place. And we're never sent there. We're not cast into hell. But we choose freely to go, because we spend our lives not accepting Christ as the Lord of our heart, but rather taking other gods before him. So we let other things take up our time rather than praying to the God who loves us. We let other idols take the place of Mass on Sunday instead of spending it with the God who wants to so badly give himself to us. We avoid defending the teachings of the church, to whom Christ said, "I give you the keys of the kingdom. What you hold bound on earth will be bound in heaven." So we don't defend the church, defend its teachings, even the ones that are difficult, the ones that call people to more. Even many clerics are guilty of this today. They give the easy road, and that's not what Christ is calling us to. He's not calling us to comfort or to overlook our sins, but rather to address them and to be filled with new life. If we accept Christ as King of our hearts, then we will be in eternal bliss with him. But if we don't, we face eternal punishment as he promises in the gospel today. As long as we continue to choose other kings before Christ, we'll continue to dwell in darkness. And that's what our country is seeing increasingly, as we continue to have an artificial separation of church and state, We drive him out of the schools and out of the public square. And so, of course, we're going to have the consequences of our actions. Because when we drive out the king of all goodness, we lose goodness itself. Every day, we wake up and we have the opportunity to choose with our lives the king of our hearts, whether it's Christ or Barabbas. But if we choose Christ, we truly change the world.